You want to begin lying down on the floor with a book or a cloth underneath the head so that the plane of the face is parallel to the plane of the ceiling in order for the neck to release and the head to be poised on the spine in a balanced manner. Lying down on your back with knees bent and feet on the floor in semi-supine, place your arms where they are comfortable. Take a moment to let yourself yield to gravity. Let your head weigh into the book. Notice where your body feels heavy. Where does the body feel light? What feels restless? Or what feels still? It's just a gentle noticing. As you come across it, then let it go. Letting the body just begin to take in a sensory appreciation for where you are at that moment. Be in this moment without expecting to be in some other moment. We can do this by letting yourself expand your awareness to your surroundings. Notice the nooks and crannies in the room. Where's natural light streaming in? Notice the sounds around you as you're letting yourself yield to gravity. Take a moment to notice your breathing. As soon as we notice breath, it begins to change slightly. Allow the change. Let yourself notice the movement of the breath. Coming into Alexander's directions to release the neck, allow the head to move up, inviting the spine to lengthen and the back to widen. Let the knees release forward and away, and the shoulders release out. Let these thoughts come and go. Let the neck release to allow the head to move forward and up, which lets the spine lengthen and the back to widen. Knees release forward and away from the torso. Let the right shoulder release out to the right and the left shoulder to release out to the left. In AT, when we have a magical moment, we experience a wow, and our body says, I really want to have that experience again. So then the next time addressing that activity in FM's procedures, sometimes we try to recreate that experience. Let yourself let go of recreating. Today, let yourself just be in the present moment. FM describes in Use of the Self that it is an indirect procedure, and by trying, we shoot past the means whereby into doing or end gaining. We fall into a trap where we want to experience the FM experience and we want it to be a certain way, when in actuality, we are in a practice of learning and unfolding with this work. We're learning to cultivate a condition where we may pause, direct, and the directions guide us through the moment at hand, not the moment that happened in the past. Coming back to your directions, let the neck release to allow the head to move forward and up. Let the back lengthen and widen. Knees forward and away, shoulders out. Slide the right leg out to extend the knee, considering your directions as the leg moves, supporting the action the whole long way of knee extension without letting the leg collapse into gravity. Support the action as it's needed. Coming back to the primary thought of directions, move the right leg a little bit in and out of the hip socket, flex and extend the foot, giving the body an easy awakening in action as you are with the means whereby. Let the leg become still. Slide the other leg out and just notice if there's any difference between the leg that has moved and the other leg. Coming back to pause, allow for non-doing to invite direction as you bend the right knee and put the right foot on the floor. Consider the left leg and begin to let the left leg have a small movement journey of turning the left leg in and out of the hip socket or flexing and pointing at the ankle joint. As you begin to awaken the left leg into movement, come back into the primary principles of direction, letting the neck release, allowing the head to move up. Consider the thought to lengthen the spine, letting the back widen as you're in activity. Let the directions buoy you through the movement. Pause for a moment of inhibition. In that moment of non-doing, your breathing becomes apparent, allowing the directions to invite the action to bend the knee and put the left foot on the floor. With both knees bent, give yourself a moment to make any adjustments in the spine, neck, and head that might support the length and width you're discovering. Place your hands about 6 to 8 inches away from your hips with the palms facing up. With the palms up, let your fingernails reach for the carpet, and you're in the action of extension. Allow inhibition and direction to buoy the action required in your hands. Soften your hands so there's less action, but you may maintain some contact. With your hands outstretched on both sides, fold your fingertips on both hands and then begin to fold your wrists. Enacting inhibition and direction to then let your fingertips reach towards each other so that your fingers and hands cross the body. The hands pass each other as your elbows and shoulders move, so that eventually your arms come to rest with your forearms crossed over the body and your upper arms crossed as well. coming back to letting yourself allow the neck to release, to let the head move up. Allow the jaw to release away from your upper teeth. Have a little something to smile about. This arms folded position, invite ease in direction. You're going to unfurl your arms to return back to your starting place. Before considering that, pause. Allow your breathing to come into your awareness. Notice the room around you, light streaming in, sounds. Come into your primary orders, as Alexander calls them, letting the neck release, allowing the head to move up, letting the spine to lengthen, the back to widen. That invites the elbows to release up towards the ceiling and then out towards the walls, to unfurl the arms, the forearms, the hands, the fingers. Repeat this action in your own time. It's a discovery, letting your thoughts of directions, not the do of direction, invite a way to buoy the action with ease. Folding the fingers when you feel ready, and the wrists, and crossing the hands across the body. Or take another journey that might be useful to you in this discovery of moving the actions of the arms as you stay with the notion of your back, spine lengthen, head poise. Wherever you are in your discovery, return to the primary directions as you are investigating the action of the arms. Letting the breath buoy and support you through your exploration. Eventually, let your arms come to rest so that the palms are facing up and your hands are below your shoulder height. Think of a little something to smile about, or a sense of wonder, or a slight sense of light and lift behind the eyes, behind the cheekbones, to allow the air to come in through your nose, letting the jaw drop away, to let yourself explore a whispered awe. Letting the directions be part of your thinking as you explore several whispered awes. Whatever the length of sound, or how it goes, let go of judgment and expectation, and let yourself be present with the means whereby of the directions to support your exploration in the movement of breath. coming into stillness. Allow yourself to notice your body resting in semi-supine. Note where you are. The Alexander Technique is a practice to support the body in movement. We cannot create a rock-steady place to be. Each moment, the body shifts and changes on the breath and the environment around us. We can only develop a mindful practice on how to navigate as we move through the day. Like sailing a boat, you can travel the same seas and the same destinations over and over again, but it is in listening to the winds and the tides that allows us to adjust our sails to the different variables, to travel easily within the current circumstances of our destination. Allow the process of inhibition and direction, sensory awareness, to help navigate your sails, your boat, as you move through your day.